This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? I know you may be super sad right now because we've been on vacation, and that makes a lot of you guys very angry. But hey, everybody needs a break sometimes. We had ours, but I made sure to record some best bits for y'all to have some Bobby Bones Show content while we were away. So be sure, check out Last Weekends with Eddie. Great conversation. It's always fun catching up with Eddie. It's kind of like our therapy session as friends. And then this weekend, I brought on Abby for part one. And since the best bits are a little bit different this weekend, kind of a special edition, we just talked about life and random questions and basically had a free-for-all on the best bits part one. But now what you're here for is the best bits of the last 6 months special edition. There's a lot of working titles I'm working with here, but what I did was take the drafts, the blind karaoke, and the easy trivia championship that all happened this year, because those are your guys' favorite segments. When I go on social media and ask you guys what you love, these three are always popping up. So this weekend of the best bits, just the bits, it is our blind karaoke, drafts, and the easy trivia championship that I am bringing you to relive some very big favorite moments of a whole lot of y'all. So I hope you love it. Trying something new here. But I hope it'll make you smile.
Woohoo!
We did the draft of famous rivalries. Now, this got super interesting because everybody had different ideas of what rivalries looked like. Are they real? Are they fictional? Are they in books? Are they in movies? We all had different ideas. And even some sports teams were thrown in there. So this is the draft we did of famous rivalries.
Number 7.
Famous rivalries. Let's draft them. Morgan, you get the first overall pick because we rolled the dice. You're up. Who do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big superhero fan, so I have to do this. It's the Avengers versus Thanos.
That's good.
It's a big rivalry.
Yeah, and it's on brand, and it's a lot of people know it. Ah, good one. I didn't have that, but good one. Raymundo.
Yeah, we're big in Boston, so I got to go Yankees and Red Sox.
Good wow, one. That's a good one.
That's a good one, too. I'm going to go Morgan Wallen versus his neighbor.
Oh, wow.
That dude?
Many. Yeah.
The video guy, right?
Yeah, who shot the video. So that's going to be my famous rivals. Amy?
I have Lunchbox versus Abby.
Oh, good one.
Ooh, Amy.
That's a good one. Man, you guys are killing it. There are a lot of good ones here. Good job. Lunchbox?
Well, Amy, this, yeah.
You were going to do you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tupac versus Biggie.
That's a good one, too.
Dang.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. We're going to go back order now. Lunchbox will go first. Lunchbox, what do you have in your famous rivalries?
Taylor versus Kanye.
Yeah. That's a tough one. That's a weird situation.
That was a weird one.
When it happened, you were like, dang, that's weird. But now that you're just farther and farther away from me, like, that was bizarre. And then everything else he's done, too. Two strong ones. Lunchbox with Tupac and Biggie and Taylor and Kanye. Now, Amy, you've picked Lunchbox versus Abby is yours.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
What is your second one?
Shoot, Kanye Taylor off the table now, so let me go Maren Morris versus Brittany Aldean.
It's a good one. Oh,
that's a real good one.
I had
one.
That on here too. I was going to go the full Aldean family, but good for you. That's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. I need to be a little bit traditional on this one. So I'm going to go Michigan, Ohio State. College football.
That's big.
But just Michigan, Ohio State. I need one that's not just ridiculous. Bray?
My boys. Sucks they broke up, but they're a heck of a rivalry now. Flaja.
Florida, Georgia.
Oh!
The guys from Florida, Georgia line. That's a good one. Yeah. BK versus Tyler.
Still go to the bar.
FGL. Dang, that's a good one. I wish I'd have thought of that one.
Does the bar split up like their pictures, like one side, one?
They draw a line in the middle like the Brady Bunch when they're in a bedroom. Your side of the room. Wow, that's a good one. Okay, Morgan, your final of round two.
Dang, you guys have all really good ones, but these are two big companies, and everybody always fights over them. It's Apple versus Microsoft.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You just gave me an idea.
These are all solid or funny. This is going to be tough for the listeners to vote. So, Morgan, we'll go one more time up front. She has, as her two picks, the Avengers versus Thanos and Apple versus Microsoft. And this is famous rivalries or rivals. Go ahead, Morgan, final one.
Another big one for me that I love watching, staying in the movie realm, I'm doing Harry Potter versus Voldemort.
Solid. I wouldn't have picked that because I guess I've seen the first one.
You guys, I don't really understand.
I had to
that.
But there's, that's yeah, super popular.
I was forced.
Ray, you're up, buddy.
Yeah, this one is going to either make or break me. I'm just going angel and devil.
I mean, that's
solid.
The ultimate.
Then it'll make me.
That's not bad.
Yeah! Angel. All right, I'm going to go Coke and Pepsi.
Good one.
Generic, but I'll go with it. Amy?
Taylor Swift versus Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Two Taylors in there. Interesting.
I had one too that I didn't use the Taylor one.
What is it?
Well, Lunchbox, you're up.
He was talking about Taylor versus John Mayer.
I wasn't, actually.
He was talking about Taylor versus...
Just go.
Man, I gotta... I don't know who to go here. I don't even know if Batman versus Superman is a rivalry. They had that movie, but I don't know if they're really rivals, so I'm not gonna go that. I'm going to go Auburn versus Alabama.
Solid. Morgan, you're done.
That was it. I was last.
Everybody's
pick.
Done. Okay. Okay, here are your teams. The Avengers and Thanos, Apple and Microsoft, and Harry Potter and Voldemort. That's Morgan.
I feel strong.
Raymundo has Yankees and Red Sox. BK versus Tyler of FGL. That one's funny.
I love that one.
And Angel versus Devil.
Yeah!
Solid. I have Morgan Wallen versus his neighbor who made the video. Will you put that neighbor who made the video so people know? Michigan versus Ohio State and Coke and Pepsi. Amy has Lunchbox versus Abby. Maren Morris versus Brittany Aldean and Taylor Swift versus Ticketmaster. Lunchbox has Tupac and Biggie, Taylor and Kanye, and Auburn versus Alabama. That's a good one. It's be tough. I thought maybe Taylor versus every ex-boyfriend or screwed over. That's going to be mine. Or Pete Davidson versus Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been one. Or Taylor versus Kim Kardashian.
I had Texas versus Texas A&M also.
Same. Oh, good. I had, McDonald's and Burger King, Nike and Reebok. I had me and the FCC.
I got a question. Were Leno and Letterman rivals? Or are they just on this? See, I had that, but then I was like, well, people know that they were rivals.
No, no, no. That's part of it.
So I didn't. Did you see Leno got his show canceled?
Which show?
The cars one?
The car garage, because now he fell off his motor. He got clotheslined on his motorcycle, breaking a collarbone or something.
So it didn't get canceled. He had to stop making it.
But they canceled the show. That's after he caught on fire?
Well, it's been a bad time for Lennon.
Wow.
Yeah. Go to BobbyBones.com. Vote on the favorite team. Don't just vote on the top one. Vote on your full favorite team of rivals. That's a pretty good one. I feel like we could have done three more rounds of that stuff. Good job, everybody.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Switching it up to some blind karaoke. This time it was 90s edition. Y'all love 90s music. I mean, everybody loves 90s music, especially if you're a country music fan, because 90s country is so good. Though, I would argue 2000s country may even be better. I know, controversial opinion there. But this was blind karaoke, 90s edition. And of course, there's winners in each of these. I'm just, I'm leaving it here in case you guys missed any of it, and I'm not going to spoil it.
Number six.
It's time for blind karaoke. It's 90s country edition. Abby's our returning champion, so she will perform last today. So I'll spin the wheel.
All right.
It'll land on a song, whatever the song is. That'd be Heads Carolina, Tails California.
Oh, I love that one.
You would have to perform that song with no words in front of you. And that means sing it best you can. Get the words right best you can. If you don't know the words, then just make it up.
Passion.
Come on.
Show passion. Show energy. That's right. And today, who wants to holler?
$20.
All right, $20 make you holler if you win.
I mean, I don't even need to do it for the money. This is for the love of the fans.
Okay, so if you win, you get no money.
No, I'll take the money.
Love of the fans.
I do it for the fans, but I will take the money.
All right, so 90s country up first is Amy before we introduce our judges. Amy, ready to spin?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's
spin that wheel!
Amy will be performing.
Which one do you want?
With no words.
Oh, strawberry wine.
You can have your pick. We're missing a button there. Do you want strawberry wine or dust on the bottle?
Oh, dust on the bottle.
Okay, she'll do dust on the bottle.
Really?
From David Lee Murphy.
More energy.
That's true.
That's interesting.
That's a good pick,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you definitely want to have a song that's kind of upbeat, unless you can nail it. Now, let's meet our judges. First of all, he's our head writer. If you hear a game, he probably wrote it. He's Quiet Mike. He's Movie Mike. He is Mike D, everybody.
Yeah! Mike, my favorite dude on the show.
Also,
best podcast out there.
There's a big country music seminar in town this week, so we have one of our program directors from WMIL in Milwaukee. She does afternoons, and she's the program director. It is Shanna, everybody. Hi, Shanna.
Thank you.
Do you have a last name or no? On the show, on your radio name?
I just go by Shanna Quinn. I keep the Quinn in there.
Oh, Shanna Quinn.
Best show in Milwaukee, hands down.
I mean, I didn't realize that.
Why do you guys like it so much? Oh, just the personalities, the energy she brings. She has great stories, really relatable. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite story that she said on the show?
Talking about her cat.
What's her name?
Bojangles.
Oh, okay.
Bojangles.
What's your cat's name?
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. After freaking
Olivia Wilde.
No,
SVU.
The other...
Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, and finally...
She did like Taylor Swift.
I'll be the third judge. Winner gets $20. What you'll do, Shanna, is you'll just go 1 to 5.
Okay.
And so, here. You can write their score down on the back of that paper. And I'll take it at the end.
And it doesn't have to be the best singer. It's, you know, you gotta...
There are no rules about judging.
I know, but she's never
however
seen
she words. Wants to judge.
Right. Amy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Blind karaoke. She's doing Dust on the Bottle. Let's go.
Am I going in? Okay.
What are you looking at me for? You mean to cue you in? I'll cue you in.
Okay.
It's not time yet to go, though.
Yes. All right.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
And go.
Creole Williams lived down the dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I stopped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as he head down to the cellar.
Yeah.
He reached through the cobwebs and he turned on the light and said, "There might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but I'll look you happy and you will get..."
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
Wow.
First of all,
let me just say this before we write our scores down. Everybody started looking at me like I was background singing for Amy.
That wasn't you? The track.
I know. I thought that was you. Sorry.
No. And if it was, suck an egg.
Yeah, why? Suck an egg.
Yeah, why?
Suck
that
an
was
egg.
Good.
But it wasn't. It was in that track.
Okay.
We all looked at you.
Second of all, great job. You got 95% of the words right till the chorus, which is odd. Usually you miss the other words.
Yeah, I know.
The one word you said, little girl, was a little bad, though.
Amy, what key were you singing in?
I think he says little girl in the song.
No, he says you got a girl. No.
I don't think he says little girl.
But he's a teenager, right?
Yeah, I don't know about
fact check on that, Mike.
I have no idea.
Amy, great job. Write your scores down. Mike D. Shanna, write your score down.
Got it.
Eddie, what is the key?
What key were you singing in? Because it wasn't the one that was playing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
It says little girl, right?
I'm tone deaf.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? Little girl?
No, I wouldn't say you're fully tone deaf. You're tone disturbed.
Eddie, give me the keys. You do it.
Well, I got to hear it. I don't know it.
Oh, I got to hear it.
Okay, next up. Hey, Amy, performing. It's Eddie. Get up.
Hey, Eddie.
Let's go. Up for grabs, $20. And the championship. Eddie gets close to winning a lot of times.
Yeah, because he can actually sing.
Well,
he's a singer.
Here's the deal. I can sing, but I'm not good with words.
So the words are wrong, and then you guys
words
take
don't have
no. Sometimes you get out there and go, I'm going to nail this, and then you don't get any of the words right, and you're like, well.
Like, let me tell you, if we land on Colin Baton Rouge, oh, that's it. It's over.
In what way? You're going to nail it?
I'm going to nail it.
Okay, here we go. Let's spin that wheel!
Come on, guard. Let's go! That's Colin Baton Rouge.
It's one knot away, but it's back on Dust on the Bottle.
Oh, we're not doing that song again, are
no,
we?
No, we're not. But for now on, whatever it's closest to, if it lands on the same one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Huh? Not this time.
But then they get to pick.
No. We'd have gone to Colin Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Ready, let's spin that wheel! Amy's going full Daffy Duck.
That's all, folks.
Okay.
Strawberry wine.
Oh no. This is hard.
Panicking.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was the exact same location.
And let me say this. Mm. This is Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine. Eddie should know every word.
He just sang it.
Well, no, we had to play with her.
Yeah.
She played at our show, the Raging Idiot show. We learned all the music. We had to play it, sing background for her.
Oh, yeah.
So he should have an advantage here.
No, I learned the guitar part. I didn't sing any of this on stage.
Mm-hmm. Do you pay attention?
Here's the deal, though. This song, I had my first kiss to. So I always remember
you
this
were
song.
1963.
Well, you know, it's a special kiss that I remember.
What?
Special kiss.
It was your first kiss.
Yeah, so what is this, like high school?
Yes.
Junior year, right here. Let's go.
You would have been in college, dude.
No.
Here we go. Hit that button.
And now performing Strawberry Wine, it is producer Eddie.
Dina, this is for you.
Sounds creepy.
Dina Carter.
He was working through college. On my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge. And he had a car. I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last. Like strawberry wine. Ooh. 17, the hot July. Like strawberry wine.
Okay, there he is. Wow. Some real shining moments there for sure.
You did know the words.
I got all the words.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You were all like, I don't know the words.
Yeah,
I was bluffing.
Sandbagging, Amy.
I was bluffing, Amy. That's what you do.
Oh.
That way the judges are like, wow, he's so good.
Yeah, you shine.
Thank you, dude.
You gave up a couple times,
what
though,
do you
too.
Mean?
Like, there were high notes you didn't quite go after.
Oh, dude, I went after him. Did you hear me crack?
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, good job, Eddie.
Yeah, it was pretty good, though, huh, guys?
It was pretty good.
What do you say?
We already clapped.
Oh, okay.
All right, write your scores down. There he is, Eddie with Strawberry Wine.
Yeah.
All right, our judges. Shanna's in. Yep. Mike's in. I'm in. Okay, up next is Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Hold tight. We're gonna take a little break.
Oh.
We're going to come back and go with you in a second. Do you want to spin for your song now?
No. Because then you guys will accuse me of Googling.
We're watching you.
Because I'd be tempted to Google.
We literally are watching you. We know you're not going to Google.
Now let's wait.
Eddie, what are you going to do?
I say spin the wheel.
Amy?
Just wait.
What? Why?
Okay, fine, spin. What do you guys want?
Bones, what do you want?
I want people to come back and find out what I'm going to sing.
Tomato.
Let's spin it, and you can decide if you like it or don't like it.
Right, I like it. I like that option.
Wait. Okay. Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
You can say take it or pass.
Okay.
I can like it or I can love it.
All right, here we go. Let's
spin that wheel.
Is that what you want?
All 90s country songs at Lunchbox.
You have
I Like It, I Love It.
I Like It, I Love It, Tim McGraw. Now, do you want to go with it or do you want to spin again? If we spin again, we'll wait till after the break.
I think I'll keep it.
Okay.
I don't know.
You like it, you love it, you'll keep it.
What do you want to do with it?
I like it, I love it.
If he gets another spin, I feel
but you'd spin it again. You could be on Heads Carolina, Tells California.
I've heard of that one before.
You could do the Grundy. I went down to go to county auction.
I saw something I just had to have.
That'd be the one.
Just ain't not did I know.
What? Yeah, do you want to keep this one or do you want to move to another one? It's your pick.
We'll move. We'll spin again.
We'll come back.
Oh, we'll spin again.
We'll spin again. Morgan, now you're not judging. Who do you feel like did the best of those two? Amy, ready?
Oh, Amy by far.
What? Oh, wow. Whoa.
That
by
has far. Never been far. Said never. In the history of
Eddie,
karaoke.
Eddie was off today. Something was going
off.
On.
He had a tough song.
No, no. He tried to sound like a chick.
Well, that's tough. It's not easy.
I think you got to make the song your own.
Yeah,
Watch
I can't,
Fox
though.
Is on the stage with a mic in his hand.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which song would you like if you got to pick up any of these 90s country songs to sing with no words in front of you?
I'll be honest. I don't know any of them.
All right, here we go. Let's spin that wheel!
Oh, come on.
I like it. I love it.
Same one.
Meant to be.
All right, here you go.
It was meant to be.
That's not the song. Okay, Ray.
Is there a song meant to be?
But it didn't sound like that.
It was Florida Georgia Line.
Meant to be,
meant to be. Okay. Man, rest in peace to those guys.
What? They're still alive.
They didn't die.
Yeah.
They didn't die. Tim McGraw, I like it. I love it. Eddie, you want to cue him in?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, I know what okay.
Enjoy this part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's the 90s, baby. Take yourself back. Where were you? Maybe not even alive. Ooh, there's this girl. I see her walking over there. And she gives me that stare. And I'm like, ooh, if I don't get some sleep, I'm going to get fired. I want to see the Braves, but I haven't seen them play all year. You know why? Because there's a hottie in my truck. And we're driving down the street. She puts her hand on my leg. And you know what I say?
What?
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try to rise above it, but I can't get no sleep. Woo! I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try to rise above it, but I can't because she's sliding her hand down my pants.
Whoa!
She's grabbing my wallet. Calm down, guys. You got real dirty there. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Turn his mic off.
We can't do that.
Wow.
That was something.
He went full OnlyFans, like, end of the song. Okay.
Huh.
But it does say something about the Braves. I haven't seen the Braves play all year.
You got that line right.
Yeah.
A lot of passion, a lot of energy there.
How does that song start?
I spent $90,000 at the county fair.
And I wanted that girl,
but I wanted that teddy bear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Lunchbox, nice job.
Woo!
Have a seat.
You ain't never seen nothing like that, have you?
That was something.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
They don't do it like that in Wisconsin.
No, they do not.
Wow.
Mike D is a judge. I'm a judge. And Shanna,
get me in that pickup truck.
Who's a program director in Milwaukee, is in judging. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know how to do that.
Exactly.
It's just whatever you want to vote on, passion, singing, it doesn't matter. Okay. What would you give yourself?
Oh,
five.
Definitely a five.
Three fives all around?
All around. Like, if you ever go to a karaoke bar and you get up there, if that's how you do it, like, you just bring the energy. You don't want someone up there going, I mean, who cares if you know the words? If you're having fun, if you know the words and you stand there and are boring, lame. Everybody boos, gets bored.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Abby, how you doing?
Good.
You're our returning champion.
And I don't even think those headphones were. I didn't hear any of the music.
Yeah, they're
just screaming.
It wasn't turned up. I just turned it up.
You're screaming and you were dancing and stomping. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, it was a good dance, yeah, too.
It was pretty good. Abby, are you ready?
Yes.
What song would you like on the wheel?
I want a fast one. I mean, Heads Carolina.
Heads Carolina. That's
her jam.
That's like her jam. Yeah.
But fast. I don't really like the slow ones.
Are you ready?
Yep.
For the championship.
Abby moved here to be a singer, just so you know.
No, wait, don't do that.
Hey,
spin the wheel.
That's rude. What a jerk.
Spin the wheel.
Just threw you under the bus.
I know.
That's rude. Hey. Here we go. Let's spin that wheel. That's some bull. That is some bull. All right, Abby, you get.
Spin the wheel. Here we go.
Heads Carolina.
Oh, come on.
Hey, it is what it is.
Hashtag rigged.
I didn't spin it. You can't
no, you
rig
did
this
spin
piece
it.
Of crap.
Don't say you didn't spin it.
I didn't
you did spin
it with any purpose of trying to land on anything. Abby.
Woo, let's go.
Here we go. Abby is now going to sing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Put your hands together.
No.
Oh,
no,
come
we're not.
On.
It's just Bobby.
One clap.
Oh, here we go.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost?
this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in the morning? You can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer up in the mountains, down by the ocean where it don't matter, long as we're going somewhere together. I've got a corner, heads Carolina, tails California.
Okay.
Hey, what was your voice coach say about that performance? She does have a voice coach.
I hear you. Okay. I hear you.
Did she mess with you when you were performing?
No, because she doesn't have a mic.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes, she does. We can turn it on. She can wave and be like, I'd like to talk.
Good. She didn't. She chose not to.
Right. But why would you mess with her?
No, I didn't mess with her. I asked her. You asked me a question after my performance. I asked her a question.
But again, I'm the host.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, host.
Hey, how would your voice coach feel about that?
Thank you. I could do better.
Okay. It just isn't as mean when I ask.
Yeah.
It.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just text me what you want me to ask, okay, and I'll ask it. It just sounds softer. Abby, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now the judges are going to look at our scores here. I have mics. Shanna, if you'll pass me yours.
Do I have to do whole numbers? I didn't even ask.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever you got, I'll take. It
okay, this is what I did.
Great. Okay, let me add them up here.
See, it's very interesting with the new
judge. She did like a point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has,
I see that.
She has point, like point 0.3, point 0.7, point 0.5.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, we didn't give her rules.
You didn't, so I just went with it.
It's like blind scoring. Mm-hmm. She didn't know the rules. She didn't see them, so she does her own way. Okay, Amy, total score.
It's not that hard to count.
12.5.
Wow.
Out of 15.
That's really good, Amy.
Maybe your highest score ever.
Not maybe. I think that's definitely.
Yeah?
You crushed it.
Eddie.
Oh, uh-oh.
This is not good.
Uh-oh.
It's not good. I sang a woman's song. My voice cracked.
No excuses.
Amy had 12.5. Eddie has
11.3.
This is not good. Eddie did pretty good, though.
It's not good at all, man.
Okay. Lunchbox all over the board here. All right?
Yeah. I bet I am.
He kept, like, hopping, like his whole...
Lunchbox.
Yeah, let's go.
So Amy has 12.5, Eddie has 11.3, Lunchbox has 5.7.
Oh! Wow, that's an all-time low.
Our new judge doesn't know how to judge.
She does, actually.
What'd she give me, 0.7?
No, she gave you a 2.7.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Then what the heck did you guys give me?
I gave you a 2.
Wow.
Oh,
Mike,
wow.
You gave me a 1?
No, we never know. We don't reveal
hilarious.
Our scores.
I mean... I think Mike's mad at me.
We don't reveal our scores.
Why? That's why. Well,
what?
I think Mike's mad at me and held it against me. That's why.
You're being punished?
Because I emailed in and asked Bobby if Mike D was a fraud because he didn't go to the Oscars because he has a movie podcast. And so Mike's like, oh, you want to show me?
Oh, we never talked about it on the show, though.
I know, but he saw
Lunchbox sent a note going, I think Mike D's a fraud because he didn't go to the Oscars. And if you have a movie podcast, you should go to the Oscars. Did you go to the Super Bowl, sore loser?
Mm. I know. There's too many sporting events to go to
but
all
even
of
the
them.
Super Bowl, the big one.
No, I didn't go to that one.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay, good.
But I'm just saying, I think Mike D saw that.
Amy with 12. Of course he saw it. Mike and I are the only two that work on the
right,
show.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, so he held it against me. Mike, did you hold that against me?
No.
Liar.
Amy, 12.5. Abby.
Yes.
Oh, no.
12.7.
Okay. Oh!
Abby.
Okay.
Pulls it out by 0.2.
Thank you.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan, number two.
Just recently, we did the draft of best dipping sauces, which is also super interesting because did people go specific? Did they go generic? There's so many ways that this could go with dipping sauces. And also, there were things included that I don't know that I ever genuinely considered as a dipping sauce. So this category got super interesting. And of course, we had a winner, which if you go online for any of our drafts and you vote, you can see the winner after you vote. Just saying. But your votes don't count anymore. These are over.
Number 5.
There's a whole article where chefs are ranking their favorite sauces of all time. You can go as specific as you want. You can go as generic as you want. If somebody goes generic, you can still go specific. I'm not even going to read any of them because we're going to do a sauce draft.
Yeah.
So we'll each draft our sauces. Each of us get 3 teams. We're going to roll the dice for random order. It's me, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Morgan. Mike, roll the dice. Tell us who goes first. So, 4, Eddie goes first.
Come on!
Eddie, you get the first overall pick in the sauce draft. Best dipping sauces. What are you going first, Eddie?
That's a lot of pressure to go first.
First round pick. Let's go.
But I got it. It's ranch. That's the most powerful sauces of them all.
Eddie goes ranch. Solid first round pick. Morgan?
Oh, no. Mine beats yours. It is Papa John's garlic sauce.
Papa John's garlic sauce. Very specific. Weird. Like it. Okay. It's me. Mmm.
Are you tasting them?
Imagine them in my mouth right now. Yeah. I just got to go. I got to be true to who I am. Because sometimes when you're not true to who you are and you don't win, you're like, dang, I wish I just would have been true to who I am. Now I'm going to go mustard.
Oh.
Just because mustard itself is just awesome. And it is what it is. I love mustard. Power to the people. I just say random things to make people like me. Amy, what do you have?
Well, thank you for staying true to yourself so that I can stay true to myself with ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good one. Lunchbox, you have the final pick of this first round. Ranch is taken. Papa John's garlic sauce is taken. Mustard. Ketchup. And you pick?
Barbecue sauce.
Solid.
Barbecue sauce.
What I dip my fries in. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people in America do that.
All right.
Barbecue sauce.
We're going to... We got you.
Yeah, got thank it. You, man.
You, should you say it slower, you think, and louder?
Barbecue sauce.
Or barbecue.
Barbecue. All right, Lunchbox, second round. Now, since you went last the first round, you go first the second round.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A sauce.
God dang it. That's what I wanted.
Same. Mm-hmm.
And Amy. It gets a roar from the crowd.
That was my sleeper.
All right. I go honey mustard.
It's good. I'm going to go Whataburger spicy ketchup.
There you go.
What was your first mustard? Mm-hmm. That's solid.
Tough mm-hmm. is the regionality of that one.
I know, but
it's national now.
As long as you nail your niche, a niche is stronger than being generic. But you got to nail the niche. Morgan.
I'm going niche, Taco Bell's hot sauce.
Oh, you got niche.
Eddie.
Hey, you can't get mozzarella sticks or calamari without marinara sauce. Come on!
I guess marinara. I get marinara confused with the other red one.
What? Ketchup?
Salsa?
No.
What you talking about?
That's the one you put shrimp in.
Oh, cocktail sweet. Sauce. That's
yeah,
not
yeah, what's the
be.
Difference?
Oh, yeah. No,
there's the difference. One tastes like pizza. One tastes like shrimp.
Marinara is pizza.
Yeah. Also, yeah, what's the other one?
One's hot, one's
is
hot.
It called
what
cocktail?
Is it called? I don't know what it's called.
What are y'all talking about?
Is it called cocktail sauce? Though?
Yeah, yes. that's the
shrimp.
That's
the official
one.
Name of it?
Yes.
Cocktail sauce? That makes no sense. Why is it called cocktail sauce? You don't eat it with cocktails.
Correct.
So why is it called cocktail sauce?
I don't know, dude.
It's shrimp
great
cocktail.
Question.
Shrimp
oh,
cocktail.
Oh, that makes sense. Shrimp cocktail. It's a cocktail in a shrimp cup. Okay. Yes, answer. Barbecue. It's got a barbecue sauce. Go ahead.
No, it's not me. It's Eddie.
I thought you said he had a question.
No, I did have a question about the difference in the cocktail and the whatever, but you told
we
me
answered
that.
It.
Yeah, so
Amy
I didn't.
Amy answered it, yeah. Okay, Eddie, you have two on the board. You'll go first for the third round. You have ranch and marinara sauce. In the draft of sauces, what do you have?
Man. All right, I'm going to have to finish strong with teriyaki sauce. Let's go!
Like I said it.
What? Teriyaki?
Teriyaki. Morgan?
I consider this like a dipping sauce. I dip everything in it. It's sour cream.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, it's over to me. I got mustard and Whataburger spicy ketchup. Here's the thing. Oh. I wonder, should I be true to myself or kind of true to myself?
Hey, you do you, man.
I thought you just said a minute ago, you got to stay true to yourself.
Amy, sometimes you got to pivot.
Yeah, because both are true to me, but one's just way more true to me.
Huh.
Well, you haven't even said the one that is so true
I
to
know,
you.
That's what I'm thinking, probably going to say, but I just overruled it with another one that's kind of true to me.
If you say cocktail, you're not being true to yourself.
That's not it.
I'm going to go with queso.
Is that a dipping sauce?
Yes, it is.
Dip your chips.
You absolutely
stole mine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, queso, I'm true to myself still, but not so true. Because there was one I'm... Go ahead, Amy.
Holy, are we done? You were done?
Mm-hmm. No, you got to go.
I mean, you.
After this break, we'll come... No, yeah, we're not done.
I thought you were going to do A1.
I know, that was the one that was super true to me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I'll write that down.
I mean, I'm not saying it's strong. Okay, then if Bobby went queso, I'll go salsa.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Hey, thanks for leaving it on the board for me, guys. You go, you get your carrots, you dip in it. You get your pita chips, you dip in it. Give me hummus. Boom.
You're pumped about hummus?
People love hummus. You are underestimating the power of hummus.
Is that on your peanut tempeh tacos?
Of course. And be sure it's dipping sauces.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just sauces.
Good one.
No, because it is. I said it. If we just say sauces, people are going to argue with us because we picked hummus and queso.
Queso.
Right.
I mean, I never dip anything in teriyaki sauce.
Sure you do.
Name one thing you dip in teriyaki sauce, Bobby.
They do your hot wings in
there. Exactly.
That.
Never dipped it in there. It comes covered in it.
It's fine, though. You get,
I'm just saying.
Good.
Buffalo sauce.
That's on my list.
That's good, too.
Oh,
buffalo soy sauce I had on my list.
I had soy sauce, but I don't use that.
So,
I had that, but it didn't feel
good for being true to you. You know? Because that's what it's all about, being true to yourself.
That's
saying.
Why he went hummus.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, that's it.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Maybe our longest running easy trivia that's happened. I think this round, I guess you could say, of easy trivia went on for like 14 weeks because everybody kept winning. After Eddie started off like 4-0 winning, then Amy came in, then Abby came in. I even had some wins in this. Like, this was crazy easy trivia round. But we finally had a champion, an easy trivia for this last round. Now we're already in a new round, what you've been hearing on the show. But this was the, like, pinnacle of our longest running easy trivia.
Number four.
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. It's called easy trivia. We could have a champion today, but let's do the first round. It's so easy. Question number one, in the category of famous birds. Seattle's NFL team is named after what bird, Eddie?
The Seahawk.
Correct. Morgan, which bird is often associated with delivering babies?
A stork.
Correct. Amy, which social media company has a blue bird logo?
Twitter.
Correct. Abby, what's the name of the big yellow bird on Sesame Street?
A big bird.
Correct. Good.
Oh,
easy, right?
Easy.
Yep.
Now, we played a five. This has been 14 weeks. It's our 15th week of doing this.
Yeah,
no champion.
So
maybe longest ever.
Eddie's got the tiara on, which means he's the champion.
I'm so mad. Like, enough is enough.
Eddie's got four wins. Amy's got four wins. Abby's got four wins. Morgan's got two wins.
Yeah, I do.
So if you get five wins, you're the champion. Which, by the way, I'm going to play easy trivia as a game show at my shows I'm doing, my comedically inspirational shows on stage.
You need me to be there?
For what?
Since I'm the champ. Tiara can go on the road.
Anyway, I mean,
tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Central if you guys want to come to the show. Let's go here. We ready, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
The category, Eddie. Don't miss it, because if you miss it, you're going to hear this sound right here.
You've been boned.
You don't want to be boned. At least not today, this morning. Eddie. Which online marketplace in the category of famous websites, established in 1995, allows users to buy and sell a wide variety of goods, both new and used?
95, that would be Craigslist.
Incorrect. Oh.
You've been booed.
Oh, my gosh. eBay.
eBay.
Yeah.
Well, nice. That was one of them.
Because Craigslist is not just used to sell stuff. Craigslist is like meetups. Craigslist is like, it's a whole.
Wow!
Lunchbox is screaming from the back room.
He just said.
Craigslist is a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. What online marketplace? Okay, you're done. Lunchbox is clapping, and you would think he won the whole round himself.
Bobby's like.
Wow! Yeah, Eddie! Hey! Gonna go on the road with that tiara! Yeah.
Lunchbox is not even in this room, by the way, for those wondering. Since he's not in this, he's in the glass room.
All right, come on, Morgan.
That's what's all, it is just kind of funny that you're like, yeah, I'm gonna play easy trivia at my comedy shows, and then Eddie's like, you want me there?
We're gonna do real money, too, at the comedy shows.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
Sorry, buddy. Then. Hey, don't worry about all the ins and outs. I was like, because I don't have it figured out yet. Oh. All right, Morgan.
Come on, Morgan.
Which website launched in 2004? It allowed users to create and edit articles on various topics, making it one of the largest and most popular free online encyclopedias on the internet.
Wikipedia.
Correct. Amy, which e-commerce website, founded by Jeff Bezos in 1994, is known for its wide selection of products, fast shipping, and membership program?
Amazon.
Correct. Abby, which social networking site, founded by a guy named Mark in 2004, has a blue logo and allows users to connect with friends?
Facebook.
Correct. Three remain. Easy trivia. If Amy or Abby wins, they are the new champion.
Come on, Morgan.
Let's go.
Category celebrities. Morgan, who is the American rapper and entrepreneur known for hits like Empire State of Mind and 99 Problems?
Ooh. 99 Problems.
Oh.
I'm not going to sing it the whole thing.
Who is the American rapper and entrepreneur known for his hits like Empire State of Mind and 99 Problems?
I have like 5 different rappers. This is not good for you, Eddie. Sorry.
Talk it out real quick because I'm interested to know, because if she's out, we'll have a new champion. Usually we won't expand this much, but.
Well, I initially went to Snoop Dogg. I know it's not him. Okay. And then I went to Kanye West.
Okay.
And then I went to 50 Cent. And then I went to Nelly. I know it's like a big, really massive rapper. Mm-hmm.
How would you sing Empire State of Mind?
I don't even know. Like, it's not coming to me. The only one that's coming to me is the 99 Problems.
Mm-hmm. And your answer would be?
Kanye West.
You've been booed.
Wow.
Lunchbox is jumping up and down again. Turn his mic on in there.
Hey, Amy, Abby, you get to ban him. You better do it. You better use your power.
The winner gets to ban the person.
That cocky guy. I don't want to say the bad words.
What bad words?
Yeah.
All right, you can turn the mic off now. Thank you, Ray.
Okay. Wait, who was it?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Oh. Empire State of Mind is New York.
Concrete jungle, witches are made of
it. Now that you're singing it, it's coming back to me.
Okay, well, if either one of them gets this right, there will be a new champion. Abby. No, Amy. Sorry, you're sitting in a different order. Amy. Who is the American singer known as the King of Rock and Roll?
The King of Rock and Roll? King of Country is George Strait, and the King of Rock and Roll is Elvis.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Oh. Okay, he's jumping up again. Ray, give me a little mic on that in the room. Okay, thank you.
Where is he?
Okay, now you're done. Thank you, Ray. That's all I needed was just a little.
Lunchbox, I don't know that I'm going to be able to ban anybody.
You'll have to if you win. Oh. Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the American actor and comedian known for his roles in movies like Dumb and Dumber and The Mask?
Oh, my gosh. He's in my head.
The American actor and comedian known for his roles in movies like Dumb and Dumber and The Mask. I give Morgan a little bit of room here to expand. You can talk it out if you need to.
No, I know exactly what he looks like. His teeth are really big.
Uh-huh.
I
don't know if I ever thought that, but.
Mm. Oh, really? I thought he had a big mouth.
Maybe.
In The Mask, I think it is really big.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my gosh. What's his. Oh, no. Gosh, dang it. I can see him in my head. It's.
I'm going to ask it one more time and then give you 15 seconds. The American actor and comedian known for his roles in movies like Dumb and Dumber and The Mask would be what actor? You have 15 seconds starting now.
Oh my gosh, no. Don't do this to me.
Don't start arguing with your head.
Don't talk to her, guys. She gets 5 more seconds now because you guys talked with her.
Oh no. His name is. No, I. I hate this. It's. I know what he looks like. He has like
and
brown hair.
Abby, your answer. Is, time. Go.
I don't even have a name. No, I don't even have one. His name is.
No answer. time.
You've been booed.
No! You're going to say it, and I know it, because I know it exactly.
Lunchbox is running back in the room. Hold on, hold on.
Gosh dang it.
It's Jim Carrey.
Yes!
Our winner is Amy. Amy is the champion. Woo!
Put your hands up! You win! You're the champion!
And you deserve it. Well, now you have to eliminate somebody because we have to have a certain amount of players to play.
Do it, Amy!
So you can either eliminate, well, Eddie, Morgan, or Abby, because Lunchbox will be back in starting next week.
Right. Mr. Cocky, get rid of him!
You know, Amy, it would be a good strategy to get rid of me.
Oh!
You know what I mean?
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, get rid of me, and then it'd be easier. You probably win it again.
He's trying to, like, be all humble
that's
now.
That's a pretty good strategy.
Mr.
No, that's
Cocky.
Not humble.
No, it's
that's not.
Not
humble at all. That's I'm him just... going, you won't dare keep me in because you can't beat me again.
Amy, get
no.
rid of him!
Amy, who
I don't
are you
know,
kicking
Bobby,
out?
Who do you think?
It's up to you. It's you,
it's
Amy.
All, really
it's
up to
all
me.
Your world, yeah.
God, can I just eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
No, because you know how that ends.
Or I want to draw somebody. Listen, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Not about feelings.
Okay, Eddie.
Eddie's out.
Now, Bones, I still have to run video.
Eddie.
Do you want me to go to the glass room when next time we play?
No, you'll just have to run the cameras, but all your right. microphone cannot be on, and you cannot talk unless I go to you.
Okay. Hey, sorry. I think it's smart, Amy. I think it's really smart to take me out of it.
He deserved
that's why Eddie got rid of me.
He deserved it. Okay. Eddie's out for the next round.
Yeah.
Amy, you are the champion.
Thank you.
Great job, everybody.
Woo!
Abby.
Go, Amy.
You played well. You really sucked at the end there.
Oh, no.
You really played well.
You didn't even
year.
Give an
you
answer.
You need to say who it is.
It was your head.
He said Jim Carrey.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean,
he
sorry.
Said.
I was caught up
I know. I had nothing in my head. It went blank. Literally nothing.
How I'm going to do it on tour, because I'm going to take a time during my shows, is I'm going to bring people up, and I'm going to start at $1. And if they get it right, then go to $2 and $4 and $8. They get to keep risking it until they miss one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to build a little game show set, and then we'll do it in the middle of that show. I think that's what I'm going to do. Not here, because... You guys get too much of my money?
You should go 5, 10,
nope. 50. No. That goes way too quick. We're not doing that. It's not your money, okay?
Yeah. Or
don't be spending other people's money up here.
You should do 100 to start,
or
huh?
You could say, mystery card in my wallet.
No.
I like that game, too. Okay, so congratulations to Amy. By the way, tickets on sale today, 10 a.m. local time for the Comedically Inspirational Tour that I'm doing in Wichita, Kansas, Tampa, Florida, in Louisville, D.C., Virginia Beach, Vegas... I think that's it. Nashville. All right, thank you.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I'm pretty positive pinnacle was the word I wanted to use there, but you know, words are hard, so who knows? We're going into blind karaoke, best line dancing songs. Now, I've never really thought about this because most of the time when people are karaokeing, there's no line dancing happening at the same time. So it was like a mix of two great things in country music. So blind karaoke, best line dancing songs.
Number 3.
Welcome to Blind Karaoke. It's the worst karaoke you've ever heard, and you probably heard some bad karaoke. This is even worse. Now, we let you guys pick the game. So similar to My Plan from Verizon, which puts you in control of your phone plan, we put you guys in control of picking a game for us to play. This one got the most. For example, here's Kara in California.
Hey, buddy. Game recommendation. Blind Karaoke without Lunchbox.
Lunchbox, wow. You're still in. Don't worry. We have integrity, and you haven't been kicked out of the game,
thank
so you're
you.
In. You're going to play.
Yeah, obviously she'd been drinking, so did you hear her? Without Lunchbox. Your life would be boring without me, woman.
Just like Verizon, which lets you take control of your phone plan with My Plan, you get exactly what you want. You only pay for what you need, and now you have control of the show. Let's do it. It's Blind Karaoke. So, Abby, you're first.
Yes.
We rolled the dice before we came on the air. The category is... best line dance songs.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fun.
I'll spin the wheel. Whatever it lands on is what you sing. You have no words in front of you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Best line dance songs. Let's spin that wheel! With no words in front of her, she will do Any Man of Mine.
Oh, I like okay.
Of course.
Shania Twain.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it literally spun on the wheel. Yeah. You can't yell of course when nothing
I'm
was rigged.
I'm just saying, everything happens like where it lands on her favorite artist of all time.
So literally, random. You
all
saw it,
it
all spin.
Go.
Ray, will you play a little hook of Any Man of Mine?
Any Man of Mine.
Okay, Abby, you're going to have until I cut you off, mostly at the end of the chorus.
Okay.
To sing the song best you can. No words in front of you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's
ready.
Go.
Woo! Here we go.
Any man of mine better be proud of me. Even when I'm ugly, stupid, love me. I can be late for a date, that's fine. But he better be on time. Any man of mine say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, 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 I like it that way. Any man of mine better walk the line, better show me a tease and squeeze and please and kind of time.
There she is, Abby.
Wow.
How do you feel?
Good. I didn't forget any words, I don't think.
Good job. Okay, yay. So here's how it works. Scuba Steve, Mike D, and myself are the judges. We get a 1 through 5 score. We put it down, and then we add them all up at the end. Judges, write your answers down. Take 10 seconds. Good
Sorry,
deal.
Sorry, that was the mic.
All right. Next up is Amy. Amy?
Oh, hey. Come on, Amy.
I have to follow that?
You do. Yeah, yeah.
That's how it works.
Lunchbox, how'd you feel about Abby's performance? Pretty good, huh?
Nasally.
You gotta admit, it's pretty good.
She knew the words because that's her favorite
artist. You gotta
admit,
she was hitting some of those notes too.
That's pretty good.
I don't
yeah.
know if she was hitting those notes.
Oh, she was.
She kind of went off the rails there a minute. She even saw her eyes get big, like, uh-oh, I'm messing
really?
Up.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so. I didn't see that.
Tone wise.
I didn't see that. Okay, Amy's got her headphones in. Amy, do you have a song that you want from the list?
Oh, I haven't even looked.
You get? It's okay. Better that way.
Yeah.
Better
I'm sure
that
she knows
way.
All of them.
It's all a surprise.
Is that a song?
I don't think I know them all, but I saw Boots and Boogie because that's a line dancing song.
Yeah.
So
that'd be the one you'd hope to get then.
Hopefully.
All right, here we go. Let's spin that wheel.
Uh-oh, there it is. There it is.
Amy, you get Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
Wow.
I manifested that.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? Nothing happened. No cheating happened.
I didn't say cheating.
But if you're of course, you're going, of course you got that.
Y'all,
like it was handed to her.
That's been happening for me a lot lately.
What?
I just think something and it happens.
Oh, really?
Why wouldn't you think, win the lottery and...
Because I don't really play the lottery, but...
Yeah, tough to win if you don't play it. Yeah. All right, let's go. Boots, Scoot, and Boogie, play a little hook there.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Okay, Amy, are you ready?
Trying to think how it starts.
Yeah, I don't know either, Amy. I was thinking the same thing.
And we can't help her, right?
Hopefully it starts with the chorus.
It does not start with the chorus.
Okay. You just helped
You can
her.
Do that, though. Yeah, try
we'll
it.
See. We'll see.
Then it comes
Here
right
she
back.
Is. Amy doing blind karaoke.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the clung goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboys go for the Boots, Scoot, and Boogie. Heel, toe, do-si-do, come on, baby, let's go. Too soon, too soon. Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Get down, turn around, go to town, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie. Come on, baby, let's go. Heel toe, do si do. Come on, baby, let's go. Boots, scoot. Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Sit around, turn around, go to town. Boots, scoot, boogie.
All right, there she is, Amy, everybody.
Good job,
what did
Amy.
You say, flit-a-mound?
Yeah.
What did you say? I didn't catch that word. It was just a...
Like a...
A glitch.
I think it was... I think it was supposed to be spin them around, but they flip. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You did,
creative.
You did jump a little early into the chorus.
What was supposed to be there?
I got a good job.
Yeah, I got
my money.
Oh, yeah. I know. When it's...
No,
when
no, no,
time.
No. You can't affect the judges.
Oh.
If you keep going, we're going to penalize you.
Oh, oh, oh.
Keep going, Amy. Keep going.
No, if you keep going, you'll be penalized.
Keep going. Prove you know.
All right, write
Prove
your
it.
Scores down, everybody, judges. Amy, thank you very much. There she is, Amy.
Yeah.
Blind karaoke. We have the scores in.
The scores are in?
Just for you two.
I
we still got to get to Eddie and Lunchbox.
Am I three? Am I next?
You're three, but we got to jump out for a second.
Oh, okay. So let me warm up.
Do you want to go to a song, Ray? Or no? It's up to you.
I mean, we can definitely go to break right now. And then
go to break, come back, and have time to do the other two performances, yeah. Including our closer, Lunchbox.
Oh, oh wow, wow, encore.
Hey, yeah. Of course he goes last. No, he's saying that. Yeah. This is all just luck of the draw.
Well, no, people want me last.
That's what, but I'm saying.
They saved the most headliner? Entertaining.
We rolled a dice to see the order.
Yeah, but if you go to a concert, they don't bring the best out first. Say that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
We will come back, Eddie and then Lunchbox. Blind karaoke next. Eddie, ready?
Oh, dude, I'm so ready.
Let's spin that wheel!
Eddie, what do you want?
You know what I want.
What do you want?
This one, the one it lands on.
Okay, you got Chata.
Ah,
just kidding.
Come on. No.
Watermelon Crawl.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Chattahoochee's on there. You just didn't get it.
I don't know this one, guys.
So, Eddie will perform this song.
Oh, no.
Blind karaoke, no words in front of him. We will judge him after the fact. Earlier, Abby sang Shania Twain, Any Man of Mine. Amy sang Boot Scootin' Boogie. Now, Eddie will do Watermelon Crawl. Ray, can you play him a little bit of the song?
He said we got $100 sweet red wine.
Okay, here we go. From Mr. Tracy Byrd, Watermelon Crawl.
Yay! Come on, boys! Let's get in the truck! I'm driving down the road, down the 105. When I see a green sign, it says I follow the vine. And I'm driving down the road, I pull on over and got a, hey, a little buddy going, get on my nose. So then I flip on the signal light, I turn to the right. Then I take my exit down to the 109. Then I get to the fairgrounds, and that's where they all are. And they're ready to party, aren't you? Yeah! He says, I got $50 of sweet red wine. It goes with watermelon straight from the vine. And then the boy said, pick up your glass. Come on, boy, get on your... Yeah, watermelon crawl.
Okay, there you go. That,
yeah!
That felt very Lunchboxy, I'll be honest with you.
I had no idea.
Okay, can I be honest with you? I thought I knew the song. I was like, he played Possum.
No. Oh, you thought he knew that?
Yeah, I don't know
that song. Tracy Bird?
Yeah.
Literally have no idea that song. So I was like, oh, I guess he knows it.
He was convincing enough to you that you would have thought he knew all the words?
No, I could see it in his eyes. Yeah. The fear in his eyes was like,
this room, this is not a giving room during this.
Man.
Because where I'm like, that's funny, Eddie's struggling. Amy and Lunchbox are like, I'm not making a noise. I'm not showing him any sort of reaction. I'm not giving him any positivity. It is a cutthroat room.
Dude, that was rough.
It is rough.
Man. Yeah.
All right, write your scores down. Get judges.
That should be easy for you guys.
And finally,
woo!
Coming to the microphone.
Let's go!
Closing out the show.
Yeah.
For no other reason than he rolled the number 4 on the dice.
Woo!
It is a Lunchbox, everybody. Clap your hands.
Yeah.
Clap your hands.
Hey, number one in your heart.
Clap your hands. Lunchbox, we're going to spin the wheel. Any song you'd like to have?
Let's be real, Bobby. I think there's only a couple left. I don't know them.
You have Achy Breaky Heart left. You have Chattahoochee left. You have Toby Keith, Should Have Been a Cowboy.
Oh,
you know that one?
I know that one.
And you have Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me.
Don't know that one.
Here we go.
Sure.
Let's spin that wheel.
Oh, give it to me. Give it to me good.
Give it to him good.
What?
Give it to me.
Achy Breaky Heart is given to you good.
Gosh. Come on, you got this.
I don't know this one.
What? At all?
I know it says, don't tell my heart my achy breaky heart. That's the only part I know.
Well, here's a little reminder for you.
Don't tell my heart my achy breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Oh, hey.
How you feel about that?
I didn't know I was going domestic violence on this.
What?
What?
Yeah,
well,
he said,
where did
if you
hear that?
It said, if you tell my achy breaky heart, he may just kill the man.
Achy breaky heart.
Up. It would kill himself. It like
killed
his
own heart.
It killed
his
this heart. Man.
Oh, I thought you were saying I was going to go kill that man. I was like, dang, I didn't know I was going to be singing like that today.
If we wouldn't have corrected him, the whole song would have been basically Goodbye Earl.
Yes.
But Achy Breaky Heart. I shouldn't have said anything.
I really would have gone with that. That was my theme for that one.
Wow.
Okay.
Raymundo, we're going to hit Achy Breaky Heart from Lunchbox.
It's man.
Blind karaoke.
Here we go.
No words in front of him. Here we go.
I love this song. Woo! Here we go. Ooh. One day down at the county. Her standing, and whoa, I said, what kind of underwear? Wow! So I walked up to her, and I said, hey,
My name's Billy Ray. You want to go and play? And she said, oh, yeah. So we did a little kissing. We did a little date. And then she said, hey, I got another man. And I said, well, don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think my heart will
don't
tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'll understand. Because you're going to up and kill that man. A achy, breaky heart. And then she went and married Stan.
Oh, oh Stan. Man. He went full Cat in the Hat. He went Cat in the Hat, everybody.
Like, ow, ow. I don't know if I can get down with that plan.
Okay, okay.
So now I'm going to marry my next, my best man.
Stan, who had a fan.
Cat in the
my
Hat.
Achy, breaky
hey, you did go Dr. Seuss, and I like that about you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. There is Lunchbox, everybody.
What does that mean that I went Dr. Seuss?
Rhyming.
Simple. Stan can plan hat.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah,
thank you. All right, Lunchbox.
That's my achy, breaky heart.
How'd you feel you did?
Man, I thought I did pretty darn well.
All right.
Because I had the whole story, you know, the love story, how they met, where it went, and how it ended.
Yeah, have a seat.
Are you out of breath?
No, I'm just sad.
Whoa, that's a lot of yelling.
Yeah, he was jumping up and down.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
Okay, blind karaoke. I'm going to tell you, not the greatest overall scores.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Like, pretty rough. Just in general.
Well, if everyone's rough, then I have a chance.
No, you don't have a chance.
Oh, no?
We know you didn't win.
Okay. And whomever wins gets to pick. I have a 10-tile board with money. A money amount on each tile.
Oh, man.
And you get to pick the tile with the money, of course, money. Okay.
Okay.
In last place, with a grand total of 5 points, Lunchbox.
What? I got first place with five?
Last place. You got a 2, a 2, and a 1.
I think he was doing the Tim McGraw song there, you know, the county fair t-shirt, barbecue.
I don't know what he was doing. I can't really put a finger on what that was. He also looked like he was having a heart attack.
It's true.
Because he kept holding his heart.
Well, that's because my achy, breaky heart. Why? How did I only get a 5?
Oh, the achy, breaky
Come
heart.
On, guys. That's why you grab your heart.
Next up, in third place, with a total score of 7.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
A 2, a 2, and a 3. Eddie.
Yeah, man. I knew that was coming.
Who gave me a 1? You freaking
coward?
Bombs?
Don't worry. Okay, we'll never share that. I'm going to go to the first place.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow, wow.
In first place, with a score of 11, which isn't that great, but it does pass.
But it's Abby.
Excuse me?
It's Abby.
Why?
Because she got her favorite artist. I mean, it's not that hard to decipher.
Decipher? Is that a mixture of...
I couldn't come up with the word, like, so I just went
decipher. Like
well, I thought you were going to say
divide.
Dissect.
No, dissect. That's a good word, too.
Okay.
The winner is... Abby. Abby! Abby, now you get the pick from the money wheel.
Oh, dang.
There are 10 spots up here. Which one would you like?
Okay. I'm going to go with 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 is $5.
Okay.
Oh. I'll take it. Two $20 spaces, a few $5 spaces, and ones. Abby, you get yourself $5. There she is, Abby, everybody. And thanks again to Verizon. With my plan, you get to pick what you want, what you need, what you want to keep, and just like this game. And thank you, listeners, for picking that game. And that is Blind Karaoke.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan, number 2.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Speaking of hard words, we did a draft of the hardest words to spell. I really thought I was going to win this one because words are very difficult for me sometimes. Don't ask me why. My brain thinks a little bit quicker, and then my mouth, you know, talks things out before they actually are thought out in my brain. I think that's what happens. And I know a lot of y'all can relate, though some of you guys make fun of me for it. We're just going to call it even, okay? We did a draft of the hardest words to spell, not say. And this one also got interesting. I didn't realize how many words are hard for me to spell, even simple words. So I also hope when you guys listen to these drafts, you put together your own teams. Maybe you compete with your family or your friends. Drafts are just fun in general. I never was into big sports drafts because I don't watch a lot of sports, but doing the drafts in the studio, they're pretty awesome.
Number two.
It's time for a draft. We're drafting words that are hard to spell. Amy, first overall pick in the draft. What word are you drafting as the word that is hard to spell?
I feel like everyone will feel me on this one. Restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That'd have been my first pick, too.
That was my one.
Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is we'll all pick these little teams of three, and then you vote at BobbyBones.com. It's very easy. Now, don't just pick the one best word. It's the whole team.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, words that are hard to spell. You have the second pick. What do you have?
Yeah, vacuum.
It's a pretty good one. The W gets me. Sometimes I think it's C-U-M-E, vacuum. But it's V-A-C-U-U-M.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Couldn't tell you.
I didn't know if it had two C's and two U's. I don't know.
Eddie.
Look, guys, the hard part about this game was I wrote everything down, but I didn't know how to spell any of them.
So nice.
This is the hardest one. Phenomenon.
Ooh, let me try it. Let me try it.
You can't do it.
It is a hard one. Phenomenon. P-H-E. Phenom. N-O-M. Phenomen. I-N-O-M.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, good. There we go. Good.
No, the problem with that
there's
is
an I.
Whoever uses that word, I don't try to spell that. Phenomenon. I never
try. He's a phenomenon. I don't really use it.
That's what I'm saying.
I definitely don't write it. Or if I do, it's only on my computer so they can tell me.
Yeah,
and then I try to hit it and make it correct just to give me the. Morgan, what do you got?
I don't eat this, but I can never spell it when writing, and everybody always has an argument. There are two different ways to spell it, it's bologna.
That's a good one. Bologna.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Bologna's a good one.
It's not B-O-L-O-N-E-Y.
But my bologna has a first name. It's, that's
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer, yeah. O-S-C-A-R. That's how I've been spelling it wrong forever. This stupid song. Okay, it's to me. I have the final pick. I'm going to pick charcuterie.
Oh, wow.
As in a charcuterie board.
That's impossible.
And I don't even know how to say it, really. We go to the restaurant. I think I'm saying it right now because I've been practicing it. Is that how you say it? Charcuterie?
Yeah, charcuterie.
Charcuterie board. Cheeses, basically.
Meat.
Do you get meat on a charcuterie?
Meat and cheese, yeah. It's a, or nuts. It's just like a spread.
Charcuterie is my first overall pick. I probably say that more than I say phenomenon, if I'm being honest.
That's true.
All right, so now we'll go backwards, and I have the first pick here. Words that are hard to spell. I think I'm going to go with definitely.
Oh, that's so hard to spell.
Because is it definitely, or is there no E on the end of definite? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to go with definitely as my second word. Morgan, words that are hard to spell.
I always get this one wrong because it has the silent in the beginning. It's pneumonia.
Oh, pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Pneumonia.
That'll get you.
Yeah. Eddie?
Guys, karaoke. Good luck.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
That's a good one. Lunchbox?
Yeah. Embarrass.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Spell it.
E-M-B-A-R-R-E-S-S-E-D.
No, wrong.
I don't think that's right.
There's two R's and there's two S's. You got it.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I have it right here in front of me. Because I spell it wrong every time.
Amy?
I got license.
L-I-C-E-N-S-E?
I don't know.
That's it.
Is that it?
What is it?
I went that hard.
I spell it wrong. every single time.
Maybe like cat. Wait, what?
What? Dog. License is not that easy.
Exactly.
Say it again.
I'm with you. L-I-C-E-N-S-E. I'm not a great speller.
Is that it?
That may not be right. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Is it right? Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Two rounds in.
I guess I'm the only one that struggles with that one.
We're drafting words that are hard to spell. Amy has restaurant, A+, and license. All right.
License is hard.
Amy, what do you have?
I mean, I feel like some of mine have been taken, so I don't know. Xylophone?
Well, yeah.
Well,
that's impossible.
XYLA phone, right?
Is it?
Is it that simple?
I don't know. Mike, is it X,
Y, L, A? I bet some people think it's a Z.
X? Oh, I misspelled it. It's L-O. It's
Boom!
Xylophone.
No. Thank you. What?
What? What's the problem?
I just love words that you're just taking words that you don't even use. Like, of course
it's hard. I did last night. We played xylophone in my house.
Oh, you did? My bad.
Yeah, man.
Lunchbox, every Friday go night. Ahead.
My bad. Man, I got a couple.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Man, there's a couple that I struggle with. I don't know. That may gross people out. I'm not going
to
do
Lunchbox
that.
Lunchbox, like, took this to heart, and he's picking words he only uses daily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hey, everybody's got their own strategy. Go ahead.
What would gross people out?
I'm going to go with entrepreneur.
Yeah, I was going to use that one.
That's
yep.
good.
That's a good one.
Gosh, so good.
That's a good one. Dang.
Dang.
Eddie.
It's not a hard word, but it's hard for me, and I bet people agree with me on this one. Beautiful.
I had that.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's a good one. Morgan.
I think I'm going to go with kernel, because it's actually spelled like colonel, but it's kernel, like a popcorn kernel.
No, that's different. Those are two different things.
Yeah, they are, but it's pronounced kernel.
No. There's two ways to spell kernel. One with a K, K-E-R-N-E-L.
A popcorn kernel. But when you say like a commander of an army.
Kernel, but spelled
you're
colonial.
Still, yeah, yes. but it's spelled colonial, basically.
Oh boy.
I'm not wrong.
Right, but
she's not wrong. She's not wrong.
I think the way she said it made it
sound
like.
The first time the way she said it, she said it.
Like she
in
was
a way
saying.
She didn't mean it.
Thank you. That's what made me.
Yes.
Okay, well, kernel.
Kernel.
That was a struggle.
Okay, finally. These are all words hard to say, too, apparently. Not just hard to or hard to describe. I'm going to go with narcissistic.
Oh, impossible.
N-A-R-C. Narsa. No? What's after the C?
I.
Narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
But also, you give license, but you give beautiful a good one.
Just because it's a common one. B-E-A.
Everyone always questions themselves when they do beautiful.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Amy's team is restaurant, license, and xylophone. Lunchbox is vacuum, embarrass, and entrepreneur. Eddie is phenomenon, karaoke, and beautiful. Morgan is baloney, pneumonia, and kernel.
Not sure which one.
And then I'm charcuterie, definitely, and narcissistic.
Wow.
Good. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This one had to come in at the number one spot because y'all blew us up about this one. It's Blind Karaoke Duets Edition. So I was with Raymundo, Eddie and Amy were together, Lunchbox and Abby were together, and it was pure chaos. Now, I'm very proud of this one because Ray and I came out champions, and I don't think we got enough credit for the fact that we beat out the craziness of everything that happened. But this segment, y'all, it was either like you loved or hated it. You're like, this is the best segment ever, or oh my gosh, I have to turn off the radio. You guys suck at singing. I don't really know which one you were, but it was a highly engaged, very big favorite of everybody's in 2023 so far. So that's why it's coming in at the number one spot. You're about to hear Blind Karaoke Duets Edition.
Number one.
We got this voicemail from Joe in North Dakota.
I just have a suggestion for your Blind Karaoke. You guys should do a duet country love songs and then put Abby and Lunchbox together. I think it would be hilarious.
So we're not going to put them together purposefully, but I do like the idea of duets for Blind Karaoke.
Man.
So at Blind Karaoke, we spin this wheel, there's songs on it, it lands on it, the person sings the song. They don't have any words in front of them. So we're going to do it today, but first we're going to draw the two people.
Oh, man. Wow.
They're going to sing together.
So can we sing more than one song?
Nope. Once you're drawing, you're drawing.
Okay, so the ones we're eliminated, we're out.
Yes. And so, but you and your partner, if you're able to finish first or second place, you get to be in the next round.
Okay.
The next time. Otherwise, you're eliminated.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Here we go. First up. Raymundo.
Oh. Okay.
You'll be singing with, and then we'll figure out the song.
Has to be Amy. Come on.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Why?
Morgan.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow.
That'd be good.
Good job, guys.
Okay, Raymundo, if you want to come up to the microphone on stage.
All right.
Morgan, if you want to walk up here, I'm going to spin the wheel now and see what song they're going to sing together.
Come on.
What love song? You know, I think Shallow would be hilarious.
Oh, that's good from the movie.
I'm on the inside. I'm just so shallow now.
Shallow.
Shallow.
La, 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 la.
I mean.
There's It's Your Love.
Oh, that's good.
There's In Another's Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
There's Islands in the Stream.
Mm. Islands in the Stream.
All right, here we go. Let's spin that wheel.
Come on.
You guys have It's Your Love. Tim McGraw, yeah. Faith Hill. You know it, Raymundo?
Yeah, I mean, it's been on the radio for 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's Tim and Faith. How do you guys know how you're going to split this up?
I'm going to go McGraw, and then if you're willing to be Faith.
What if I wanted to be McGraw?
I mean, I got more of the man voice, and she does harmony.
That's a good point.
That's fair.
Can you sing, Ray?
It's
No. Can you sing?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. More of a rapper, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Scuba. If you don't mind hitting it, here we go. This is Raymundo and Morgan, Blind Karaoke, It's Your Love.
Cue me in, Morgan. Faith. I'm looking at you, girl. Come on.
Okay.
It's your love. It does something to me. It sends that shock right through me. It ain't enough. Come on, girl. It's your love. It does something right to me. It sends a shock right through me. Can't get enough. It's your love.
Oh, man.
It's your love. It does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. It can't get enough. It's the
first time we've done this.
And it's a really tough song. It's your love.
So, great job. I'm going to let the judges put their scores in real quick before I say anything at all, good or bad.
You guys forgot about the beginning where it says, dancing in the dark.
That's right.
Yeah.
Middle of the night.
Ray just owned it, but didn't know what to do.
Well, I thought Morgan was going to know a couple more words.
You didn't give her a chance.
You were singing the whole time.
You didn't give her a chance. You yelled over it.
Tough to harmonize, folks. Good luck up here.
Harmonize.
Okay.
Scores are in.
No, man.
Got it. Yeah, there are words at the beginning of that, guys.
And definitely.
Morgan probably knew it, but it's like, dancing in the dark.
Yeah, I just let him roll with it. I was like, here we go.
You know?
Yeah, if we get a bad score, I probably should have let you lead.
But if you got a good score?
Then what we did was harmony.
All right. There it is. Raymundo and Morgan. Yeah. Nice job.
Good job,
guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, scores tabulated here. All right, the next pair that will be singing a duet together. This person is Amy.
Oh!
Hey, Amy. All right. Come on, Eddie.
You want me and you? That'd be awesome, right?
Yeah.
Eddie would be a good one to have.
I know.
But, man, I only share the stage with one person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Bobby.
That's right.
Oh! I saw it through the paper.
You did?
Yeah.
It's Eddie.
It's us? Let's go, Amy! Wow. This is what nightmares are made of.
Wow. It's funny you saw me grab it.
Because I have Abby.
Huh? It's funny you saw me.
You can see through the paper.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Here you go, partner.
My eyes can.
Okay, let's see what you guys are going to get. Let's see what song you're going to do. Here we go. Let's
spin that wheel! Come on! Woo!
You guys are going to do Shallow.
Oh, God.
Hey, I got this, Amy.
Don't worry.
Just follow me.
So,
just follow me, okay? We got this.
Are you just going to sit back and be quiet?
Just follow me. You're going to like this.
You doing like Ray?
I'm Bradley Cooper.
And I'm Lady Gaga.
You're Lady Gaga.
Or you're Garth and I'm Trisha.
Whatever.
Whatever works for you, Amy.
They did it, too.
Here we go. Okay. It is. Can they hear a little bit of the song?
Yeah.
Should you hear the shadow,
we're far from the shadow.
Eddie's with us.
Eddie's eyes changed and he looked at Amy and goes, do you know any of this? After he just said he has it.
That's not how I remember that song.
Okay.
Here we go from the beginning. Okay, it is Eddie and Amy, Shallow.
Do you remember how it starts?
Oh, it's me first.
I got it. Listen to what I say. You do the same thing.
Goodness.
Here I go.
Okay.
Tell me something, girl. Am I the guy you've always wanted?
Yes.
Your turn.
Tell me something, boy. Am I the girl you've always wanted?
Of course.
Deep in the shallow down.
I love it in the shallow.
In the shallow.
This is terrible.
In the shallow.
That's it. No.
Together?
Yeah.
In the shallow. In the shallow.
I don't know this song. I thought
he
I did.
Wow.
He said, follow me.
Follow me. Amy, follow me again.
Shallow. Shallow. Eddie said.
I
mean,
that was terrible.
Eddie said he knew this song.
Did we start in the wrong place?
Yes, you came in at the wrong place to begin with.
And now I realize he knows none of it. No. He said, Amy,
follow
me. No,
I like your part of
it.
Amy, just follow me. Repeat after me. Yeah.
She did.
Yeah, I like that instruction.
What you said was wrong and when you said it was wrong.
But the tell me something, boys.
Tell me something, girl.
Yeah, you missed it by a whole, like...
So what's playing right now?
Music that you guys started singing.
In the shallow.
Right. You guys can have a seat.
There it is.
Amy and Eddie.
Amy, that was terrible. That's my bad. That's my bad.
Sit down, Amy.
This can't be how that went.
Sit down, Amy.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I mean, are they going to get ones all around? That's never even happened before.
Wow.
Do we want to hold off on Lunchbox and Abby till next segment?
Oh.
Yeah, let's hold it.
I need a palate cleanser for that one.
I had higher hopes for that.
That's like when you have to drink like Robitussin and it's like, ugh, and you need something.
It was that bad?
Yeah, it was just cringy. You were
cringy.
Like, you were like, I got it, and then you didn't have it, and it was just...
Like when he does Raging Idiots, who leads?
Bobby leads, but...
Yeah, who do you think?
I think that's part of the problem, guys. I'm used to sharing the stage with Bobby, and that's it.
Oh.
Amy, that was rough.
Oh, he
blamed Amy. I think you said Bobby. Right.
Amy, that's the last time we're going to do that.
The much-anticipated Lunchbox and Abby duet. It's Abby and Lunchbox. They were the last two names in the hat. That's what we wanted to see.
Yeah. They look really happy together.
This is going to be a disaster.
And it legitimately was drawn that way. There are only six names, so those two are together. We're going to spin the wheel. What it lands on, you guys will sing.
Yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Abby, let's focus.
Like I was going to say that to you.
No, you need to quit being bitter and put it aside and perform.
You're the one that jumped on her to begin with.
I didn't.
Here we go.
You know which one I want, though. You're the reason our kids are ugly.
You don't know that one.
Oh, I can make it up. I guarantee
it. But it's not about making
it
up.
And I'll sing it right to her.
What?
Bobby, do you...
I don't understand.
Here we go.
Whatever,
let's
spin that wheel!
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
You will do.
You are.
Islands in the Stream by Kenny and Dolly.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know the chorus.
I don't know. Dang thing.
You don't know the song at all?
I know it says there's islands in their streams, how far they are. Something
Ray, would you play some for them?
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can
so I would just follow her then.
She doesn't know it. She just said that.
I know the chorus.
That's okay. We're not scared. Abby, don't be scared. What you do is you get up here and you act like you don't. You don't ever say you don't know it.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Didn't you just say a second ago you didn't know it?
He said he didn't know it. Then he said, you never say you don't know it.
Wow.
Ray, are you ready? Hit it. Here we go. Abby, this has been a disaster, by the way.
I mean, where is picture? I put your picture away.
That's not what you're doing.
I know.
If we had that one, we would do it.
I know. All right.
I don't have that one.
That's okay.
Let's go. Ray, hit it.
I'm trying.
No, I'm trying.
Bum,
bum. There's islands in... No.
Ready?
Near...
Once I thought that love was something I could say.
Say.
Then there's...
You gotta sing. I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, no,
you just mumble.
Arguing.
And I know.
Oh, but she's not saying anything.
Another time.
Nice.
Get in your mind. This one. Ba, ready? Okay.
I go up stop, in the islands.
Stop the music. Lunchbox. She's trying to go. She's gonna sing this one, and then you take
no,
another one.
But I can't hear her singing in my ears.
Okay, but
that's what I'm saying.
We can hear her a little bit.
I hear myself, but I can't hear her.
Because you're yelling.
You can only hear you because you're yelling so
loud.
Oh,
no, that's okay. That's better.
That's a volume. Right.
There you go.
So, get on that mic. You got to eat the mic.
Have okay.
You, thank you.
Abby, you're doing great. So, but this is what you should let her go first, and then she'll tell you when to go.
But I don't. Okay. Go.
And she said she doesn't know the words, but she knows the melody because she's singing the melody of the song.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I don't
here
know
we go.
What a melody
how
is.
Hit it, Ray.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Duh.
Once I thought that love was something I could find, and then you walked into my life and you were mine, oh yeah. And then you walked away and you left forever.
And the okay, reason no. I, what, you
ready?
Just,
now, go.
And I left forever because I realized there was so much out there, like islands and the streams and lots of wonderful dreams. And you were holding me back.
Okay, so, done. Ready? Oh. And then I've done. You were the one for me, and I still don't know where you are.
I'm out and here then, in the islands in the
oh
streams.
Taking love to each
other.
Islands in the streams. Oh, that is what we are.
Knowing where we are. Coming to a far. Islands in the streams. Come away with me to another place. And let's make love to each other.
From another to
a mother, to a brother, to a mother.
Okay, stop, stop,
in the
stop, stop, stop. It's a disaster. Abby was
him.
Trying. She was actually trying to put him on the right spot. He just can't handle it when somebody, somebody else has a
no,
part.
No,
yeah, but they win.
I thought I was coming in at the right time.
And she kept saying, don't, hold on, and then you
then
jump over her. It's okay.
I was getting messed up trying to hear you not on the whatever, and then I was trying to listen to the music.
It's okay. I think that y'all did good, except
okay.
for Lunchbox when he was saying make love or whatever. He was like making motions.
Yeah, he was motioning.
I can't look at him anymore. Yeah, yeah.
But that's what singers do on stage.
No, but you guys are supposed to with each other, like feel each other.
No, I'm not trying to do that.
Okay, look. Let's do our judging here.
Just stay here, Abby. We're going to have to sing him out.
Okay.
Because that's what the winners do. I mean, there's no
one. Okay, with a total of 3 points, 3 judges,
I wish I had
one,
Abby.
One, and one, Amy and Eddie finished dead last place.
Yeah!
I've never scored that low.
And so
alone.
They are both eliminated from the next round of blind karaoke.
Both of us?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Hey, this is the last time we're doing duets.
Duets
or whatever.
Again or no?
No.
Thank goodness.
No, we'll never do this again.
No, no,
this
no.
This whole segment, I'm going to stab my ears with a fork.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, you pick some hard songs.
Those were extremely well-known duets.
Mm, picture's bigger.
In second place, with a total of 4 points, getting a 2, a 1, and a
wow!
1.
Wow!
Is Lunchbox and Abby.
What?
Oh! Which makes Morgan and Ray our winners.
They literally just sang the whatever
sang
that part
the song.
Was.
And
the
they
hook.
Sang together. You,
well, Abby, I did
win,
listen.
But...
Okay.
You pointed to me to go, and then you said stop, and then you said you.
And you just scream.
It's like one little verse you do, and then you're done.
Yeah, you don't just keep
you just
going.
Kept going.
But then you pointed at me to go again, or maybe you were just singing with your hands.
Oh.
And here they are to sing us out, Lunchbox and Abby, because they're just standing.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah. What do you want to sing?
Let's do a little song called "Don't You Want to Stay" from Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, you know this one.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
You know it, Abby?
Yeah.
You can start it. Then. Oh.
Thank you. Start it for me.
Abby, do the whole thing.
Oh, shoot. No, I don't know it.
It's 3 a.m.
No, it's not.
Don't you want to stay with me?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, everybody.
Don't you want to stay?
We'll be back in a second. Hit
it. Where are you going?
Out.
Why are you trying to leave?
Out. Hit the button, Ray. We got to get out of here. All right, thank you.
So this is Guy Fieri. Don't listen to Lunchbox because he gets my name wrong every time. But you know what I'm listening to? The Bobby Bones Show. Now, come on, Lunchbox.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
All right, that was our very special edition of Best Bits, just the bits of the last 6 months of 2023 Blind Karaoke Draft Easy Trivia Championship. Yeah, that's a really long title. That's why it's not going to look like that on the actual podcast that you're listening to. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope it brought you a smile while we are away for just a little bit longer. But I do hope we'll see you back very, very soon. Make sure you pay attention to our socials. I always post. I'm like, hey, guys, we're back. We're live. We're never gone for very long, I promise. So I hope you've been enjoying your time with your family. Maybe you've been hanging out with your friends and family a little bit more because you were listening to our podcast too much, which, you know what? I love you for that. So no judgment here. But we will be back soon, and I hope you enjoyed the best bits to get you by a little bit more. If you want to follow the show, at Bobby Bones Show on all the things. And of course, I am Web Girl Morgan on all the things as well. I'm going to keep trolling Lunchbox about a whole lot of things. That's what you might see on my Instagram. And maybe some more Jeep ducking. You never know what you're going to get. But also BobbyBones.com for more fun blogs, content, and everything when we're gone. We put a lot of things up. And so if you just never have really checked the digital stuff, now is the time when we're not here. But I love y'all. Have another safe, fun, awesome weekend. We miss y'all. Bye.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.